Beijing has started emergency response measures to curb the air pollution, which is at hazardous levels. Residents have been told to minimize outdoor activities. Construction has been suspended at 28 construction sites to try to reduce the pollution. Monitoring data showed that the air quality index in most parts of the capital reached 500, the maximum pollution level, on Sunday, the third consecutive day of severe smog. The World Health Organization considers a daily safe limit to be 25 micrograms per cubic meter. The Municipal Meteorological Station has also issued the city's first orange fog warning. Meteorologists say pollutants, partly from vehicle waste and coal burning in the winter, gradually accumulated over the recent windless days. The pollution is expected to engulf Beijing until Wednesday. Three Chinese workers have been kidnapped by militants in western Sudan's Darfur region that borders Libya and Chad. The Sudan branch office of the China Railway 18 Bureau Group reported that a road construction site in the area came under attack by a group of armed militants on Saturday. Three Chinese drivers who were transporting building materials were kidnapped along with several Sudanese workers. Another Chinese engineer went missing while inspecting along the road. No group or individual has yet claimed responsibility for the incident. Local authorities say the Sudanese army is working to rescue those abducted.